101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You had a very
is.
Successful Monday show. It was fun to listen to.
Thank you. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Scott.
We're here. In studio.
Absolutely.
Getting ready. Good day. We're going to have a good day today. I can tell it's going to be a good day. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. All the podcasts are up. You got to go look at the podcasts and see the pictures. I got a bunch of cool pictures on.
Even more?
Well, just the ones, I mean, I've added, right. But they're of Usins.
Yes, Usins, and different opportunities. We're out and about.
Yes.
A lot of fair stuff, a lot
it's
of absolutely
fun.
It is fun.
This week, my assumption is we have Hawkeye Huddle today. It's not on my sheet, but I think that's just now that it's ongoing, that must be the way it
is.
I think we can make an assumption. You know
if we're wrong?
Chiefs Kingdom comes on after that.
Good job.
Thursday night, we have Colts Broncos. That's a drinking game.
It's a drinking game. Yeah, it's
watch.
I have Bronco friends, and I have heard people with the Colts have hope.
Hope.
I think it's what they're going with. Yeah.
Saturday, Texas, Oklahoma at the Cotton Bowl. I don't know why that's such a big game. They're not playing very well, either one. UNI plays Illinois State that's a 3 o'clock pregame.
Yep.
As soon as I get done, remind me, I need to talk about UNI. Sunday, so then NFL kicks in, right? So you've got Giants, Packers in London, Chargers, Browns, Cowboys, Rams, Bengals, Ravens, and then Chiefs, Raiders on Monday night. And just a little asterisk there, our coverage of the Minnesota Twins is concluded for the season because they didn't make the playoffs. But you know what? They didn't. I don't think that they met their expectations, but for a lot of us that were procrastinating is not the right word.
Prognosticating.
Yes.
Picking.
I don't think it was a bad year for, unless you have a dude and a dude, you have to have a dude pitching and a dude on offense, and their dude on offense can't play more than 120 games. So they had to work on that, but they're going to be okay.
With that being said, what wild card starts Friday night?
Yes. So today, Zach Steenblock's coming in at 5:21 today.
All right.
You are off on Thursday, so I'm hoping I get you in here tomorrow to do another happy hour.
We'll see how it goes.
Because John Schaefer in studio tomorrow from 4:40 to 5:40.
Those are some weird hours. I mean, yeah. He doesn't want to leave.
I know he won't. He won't want to leave.
Well, good.
Thursday, I have David Eicholt and Brendan Style, and on Friday, Maddie Nels.
Maddie.
Lot to talk about with all of those guys. Okay, so you and I.
You and I. I assume you meant University of Northern Iowa,
yes.
Not you and I.
No, okay. I got an email today from J.W., J.W. Cox, who works with Panthers Sports Properties, and they said, hey, we got a lot of stuff going on, and David Harris wants to come on your show. And he's like, do you think you have – and I'm like, yeah.
Name it.
Plenty. David, yes. Anybody else, yes. Bobby, volleyball coach, absolutely yes. And I go, that
got to figure out when she's coming down to Drake.
Yeah, that was our – that was my only way. No, having – I'm like – David Harris is a friend of the program, a friend of ours, and any time that you can have David on the air is awesome.
You bet.
they are just so busy that it is, you know, it's incredibly hard sometimes to get some of these people, especially I'm struggling right now. One of my biggest guests was Tim Murray from VSiN Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he switched shows. So his show is now on at the same time my show is on. So we're going to do a couple of podcasts here in the next couple of months. So that'll be fun to do, and then just play those a couple of times during the week.
Play some segments, yeah.
Yeah, so we can have Tim back on here. And then you're getting close to NCAA basketball. You're getting close to NBA basketball. NBA basketball is when the other Sting Block boy comes out of hiding.
The middle one, yes.
The middle one. And NCAA basketball means Kevin Lehman, and Kevin Lehman is a rock star. So a lot of things going on, and it'll be fun. So
isn't that funny? I mean, it was 2 weeks ago, and it was 90-some degrees, and now we've got 30s this weekend, highs in the 50s, and we're talking NBA and playoff baseball.
It just went like that. It's just boom. And we're not that far into the football season. It just seems like we're crowding it all in. And before you know it, we're having turkey and it's Christmas. And I don't want it to be that yet. I think it's going to be. After, now you are the witness because you too. I want one more chance to play Des Moines golf. And actually I've never played that course. So, I mean, it's so difficult to play a course that you don't know, especially a long and difficult
course. Just where you know where the traps are and you know where the placement of the green, far as the dog leg this, does not change your swing. I love you, but it does.
No. But don't say that riding with Travis and Travis going, hey, it's 156 yards, didn't help.
Well, yeah. I go to which club it should be.
Exactly. No, it was fun though. And then I think the boys went, they were golfing at Copper Creek. Same thing at Copper Creek. They've aerated already as well.
Greens as well.
Yeah.
That's like putting on pegboard. That did not.
It either helped or hurt. And
well, it gave you some really cool graphics to figure out, okay, if I just put in this line, like it's right in front of me. And then it did some Plinko movement.
Like, two times out of 18 holes, my ball's rolling towards the hole. And then went, there's a little hill
divot,
right there.
Yeah.
There you go. No, but it was fun. Thanks to T for making that happen.
The way things have been going weather-wise, I think we can probably get a round of golf.
Oh, I think we can get
two in November.
Oh, I think so, too. I know for sure I think Copper Creek's going to try to go as long as they can.
Yeah.
I think that's why they aerated so quickly. I think they're done doing what they're going to do there. They're constantly trying to get the course better, and it's already really, really good. So it'll be interesting to see what all they do as well. As always, I want to thank sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Come and Go. Just started hearing my new Come and Go commercial.
I did.
I like my Come and Go commercial.
You're very excited. I'm very proud of you.
Very, very much so. And BetMGM. How did we do last night?
I
don't remember. I took
what? I'm gonna take a little time off from BetMGM till they send me a hey, where you been? Email.
There you go. I split mine last night. I do believe. I think that's what I did.
I went against what the smart people in my life tell me not to do, and I did it.
I went with the
extras.
I went San Fran and over.
I went Rams and over, and I don't know what's going on.
They were bad.
I was if it was the Rams offensive line or if it was the 49ers were just that. The 49ers looked amazing last night. I mean, I really there was so many different aspects of like watching Stafford try to throw to Kupp, and it's like he was off a tick when he was throwing. I mean, obviously, I mean, he was under duress. Yes. He was under duress. He was throwing late. It seemed like, I mean, just, there was so many, so many times we've watched that Cooper Kupp made himself open and got there. And then, I mean, it was was gone.
As it stands right now. And I understand that when you look at, the standings, that the Rams are. They are 2-2. They are not a playoff team right now. No. If they play like that, no. Their offensive line plays like that. Now, playing the 49ers, I get that. The way, and this was the thing today, and I get it that all these sports stations like to have controversy and all that. And the controversy is Jimmy Garoppolo good or is Jimmy Garoppolo bad? And you can fight either way. I think I could probably sit here and fight both ways. But they look at, well, he made some big plays last night. No. Debo Samuel made a big play last night. That was almost a pick six going the other way.
I think Brock Purdy could have had the same game. I don't think it's a Jimmy G thing.
I actually think Brock Purdy could have a better game. Because I think he's a better intermediate passer.
See, that gets into a whole different discussion again about how these where you're finding success with Cooper Rush. Well, yeah, you're finding. Yeah, I mean, I know I jumped to Dallas, but you're finding success that he's 3-0 with them. There's no tape on him. I mean, now there's 2 weeks of preparation that you can look and go, well, I'm pretty sure he does this, but it's not consistent because there's no time. But now go back to Garoppolo. I don't think this is – it's Jimmy G is – you know what, he's going to take him to where they need to go again. It's a system. You just need to be a guy that doesn't make mistakes is what makes that system successful.
I try to listen to as much stuff as I'm when I'm driving, and I drive a lot for work. Well. And this morning, I think it was Key, Max, on ESPN. I was listening to it. And Keyshawn, I think, said the best thing. Because they're going, well, he's been to the Super Bowl, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, listen. He goes, I get it, and I get what Jimmy G is. But you can have other people. And then they said, well, what about Cooper Rush? And he's like, here's what I'd like to see the Dallas Cowboys do. Mm-hmm. I want them, when Dak comes back, to run the exact same offense they're running with Cooper Rush and see how well Dak plays in that.
Exactly.
Because Dak would play really well. But they're enamored when they get Dak back because he can throw the ball downfield and they have people that can go downfield and get it.
He also is a $40+ million a year guy and they have to play to what they paid for.
I want Dak to play. They are better when Dak's playing. I just want them to keep the Cooper Rush game plan.
No, I agree.
And
I agree.
I totally get that. I mean, that's the... And I'm not going to lie. I'm a Keyshawn fan. I think he's great on the radio.
Right.
I think he's hilarious. But he's just like, you guys are out of your damn minds if you think that Cooper Rush is going to stay in a game if Dak's healthy and he makes the amount of money he makes. This is a money business.
It's you bring
you
him back in.
You don't have $40 million
even
standing
if he
on
loses,
the sidelines.
Even if he loses that game, he got to knock the rest off. He's been out. He's got to come back. He's your long-term investment. You're going to have to ride your investment.
Now, if you bet this, you would have been winning some money. The first rookie quarterback to throw a touchdown pass this year was Bailey Zappi.
Now that
with the New England Patriots, who had that in the pool?
Again, back to the fact there's no film, there's no study on him or whatever. The kid didn't do bad.
No,
it was a fun game to watch.
Swear to God, did you see the pictures of him?
Yeah.
Mac Jones and him in helmets look identical, build everything, take their helmets off. There's no, I mean, they look, they are twin brothers.
I mean, I feel bad for Hoyer, but that's, they said my name, didn't they?
Ryan
I mean,
Hoyer,
it's, he gone.
I thought Matthew Stafford looked old last night.
I did too. And you know who caught me off guard, who he seemed like he was 80%. He didn't have that, you know, overwhelmed clock to him. Aaron Donald.
He looked tired.
He did.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought
he had that kind of look past the line sometimes, like, maybe I should have walked away.
Yeah.
We're overanalyzing and we're putting on the microscope one game, but that's what we do.
Right.
But I mean, still, I felt good going into this game. I did the money line Rams. Rams should take this. I mean, they're relying on Jimmy G. They didn't even want Jimmy G. They're relying on Rams got this. I took Matthew Stafford for 2 passing touchdowns. He's got Cooper Kupp. I mean, come on. This game was going to get into a shootout. So, yeah, he's going to get those 2. And I had Cooper Kupp anytime score, 1 touchdown.
And you missed all 3.
And then the 4th was the over. Because I thought this is going to – see that? That's 4 red dots. That means I didn't get squat. And I watched that game, and I'm just like, oh, here they come. Okay, it was all right. Now it's going to become a shootout. We're going to be fine. And he had no time. He was thrown. No. I mean, I apologize. The had the pick six on him, and then almost had a second one was in his back pocket. He knew where he was going to go, when he was going to do it, and he was like you said earlier, under distress because it was duress.
And he didn't look right.
Heavens,
and he could come back next week and throw for 400 yards, but he's not the same. And I think he just doesn't seem as strong. So. We got about
from my many friends that I have, it's weird being in Iowa, and my little brother and stuff like that. They're all 49er fans, and they're like, "Oh, we're good. We just shook off the dew. We're on our way to the Super Bowl now." No, I don't think so.
Not even close. I don't agree with that. Okay, probably none of that. We'll take care of Zach. We're gonna go into that third segment. You and I left here last week and went to Grand Junction.
Grand Junction and watched
had dinner.
And watched Miami.
A great dinner, by the way.
Always is.
And watch Miami. So when we get
Miami,
done,
Cincinnati,
kind of moving it around and stuff with Zach, I gave my thoughts a little bit, but I wanted to save some of my thoughts when you came in.
I got my notes. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, our thoughts on Tua, what they did, how it happened, what the repercussions are going to be, and where they're going to go. So.
I think the ripple in the pond got even bigger than Tua.
Well, I think it did
everyone.
Too. And I think it changed the way a lot of football was played this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of guys didn't get to stay in a game mm-hmm. when it probably wasn't even close. And they got sidelined and they took their helmet.
Right.
And I don't even know if it was the team that took their helmet. I think the NFL had somebody at every stadium to go take a helmet if it needed to be taken. So that's what happens when things go awry. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Zach Steenblok talking NFL and college when we come back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
We've had an accident southeast 14th Street near Army Post Road, so avoid that for now if you can. Otherwise, all the major interstates running at normal speeds right now.
We all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors.
I'm so happy. Football's back. Fire up the grill and crack open a cold one, because it's time to celebrate with an Approved by Joe tailgate. Hey, Joe Clemens here from
Capital City Motor Company.
This month, bring me your old car and score the nicer, newer ride you've been fantasizing about for just $10 down. Sack your old car and start driving a nicer, newer car of your dreams. Has the ref thrown a flag on your past credit problems? My one and only For the People credit approval process is the game changer you've been waiting for. We huddle up with the banks and lenders and call the audibles to get you approved and back in the game. Stop driving a car you hate and punt it. And drive home a nicer, newer car today for just $10 down. I'm throwing a Hail Mary to make my month, and I need your help. Trade in your old car and drive for just $10 down. This is for a limited time, so get in here and score before the clock runs out. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at ApprovedByJoe.com. ApprovedByJoe.com. www.ApprovedByJoe.com. Subject to approval,
some minimum requirements. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code IMPACT at checkout. That's harrys.com, code IMPACT. Enjoy!
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate.
And begin the application process.
You're listening to Steam on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steam on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're both here, both ready to go. Talking sports.
Here on a Tuesday.
First segment. Boom. Gone. Live already. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Check us out on Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and website 1700thechamp.com. We have Hawkeye Huddle and Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom's going to have a good thing tonight, man. We'll talk about that game here in a second too. What a Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. Wow, man, Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable that day. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011. Provide quality, health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for their customers. They're certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for their customers.
Clientele, yes.
Yes. Very happy to have them be a part of the program. It's interesting and needed stuff. Okay, so we are going to talk
about... So Zach is next hour.
He's 521. I'm an idiot. I can't even read. I can't even read my own thing that's sitting up there.
You're fine.
We left here and went to Grand Junction.
Well, you spent an hour trying to get home, then came back to Grand Junction.
What a crazy night that was. That was a really bad accident. But before we left, we talked about that. Should he be playing? Who's giving him the okay to play? What parameters are him playing in? And all those things. And you and I both thought, I mean, it's a tough game for him. I mean, he's going to get hit. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. He's going to get hit in this game. And we go, and I've seen a lot of things.
It was uncomfortable.
In the NFL. That 15-minute segment, I don't even know how to explain it. I mean, it was painful. It was, you were concerned. It looked, I mean, as usual, normally, it looked much worse than it was, but it's still, right. I mean, you're talking
at real speed. When he got sacked and thrown, he was thrown like a rag doll.
Oh yeah.
And I thought, I thought that was roughing.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't drive him to the ground like that, but they grabbed him around his little waist and threw him and went, he's not getting up. And then you saw the hands in the position that meant that's a neurological disorder because of what had happened. And I have had friends that are big MMA guys go, oh yeah, happens all the time in MMA. I'm like, okay, yeah, he's quarterback that gets hit, but he should not be making,
right,
you know, what they call fencing gestures with his hands because of such trauma that was just taken to him.
Right, and it happens in MMA, and they're not wearing helmets, and they're not wearing pads, and they're not doing all the rest of this, and it's not sanctioned like the NFL is sanctioned.
Right. So our conversation when we left here to go watch this game, I was excited. You know, obviously, I'm like, this first time they could possibly be 4-0. Cincinnati's line isn't doing what they're... So I thought, you know, Cincinnati's down, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a good game. The mindset for me wasn't even when I watched the game where he stumbled, I thought, he is worth a lot of money to them.
Yeah.
The name, the position, the contract, he's worth a lot of money to them. They would not endanger somebody that they've invested that much money in. Somebody with a bigger pay grade than I have said, you okay, we're going to go through the protocol, this, this, and this. He checked off the boxes, go ahead and put him back in. To see the way he was thrown and the way he didn't get up, he was not fine.
No.
It was not a neck injury.
And now we find out that the person who bypassed him through no longer works.
Right.
Was fired.
Right. Was let go of his position.
Yeah.
And it's funny how that has evolved. Was let go of his position. It's not that he was kicked out of the organization or whether it was Miami or NFL or whoever signed off, but yes, he is no longer in the position to make that decision.
Yeah.
Is what has been said.
And that's the, for everybody involved and during the broadcast and all that, I think everybody agreed. I think we agreed. The most important person on the field is the person that gets to tell somebody if they get their helmet or not.
Right. And okay, immediately on Friday, because you and I both listened to as much as we can throughout the day because we love listening to that type of stuff, reactions and opinions and stuff. But it was countless interviews of former players over and over again. Well, yeah, you know, give me a shot in the knee or this, or yeah, I'm fine. You know, I shook it off, give me my helmet, let me get back in. These guys admit it, that it's, you are paying me to do a job. I got to be on the field to do my job. Don't take that away from me.
Right. And then the one thing that they said was, and that is what the NFL had to do, to have somebody on the field on both sidelines that gets to tell people no.
And we get to be the bad guy.
Right, because you can't – the NFL, for all of the time that we've been watching, has a pretty good record. But, I mean, it's like everything else. Everybody's bigger, faster, stronger. It just keeps getting better athletes. It doesn't mean that we're getting better football games or any of that. It just means we're just getting bigger and better athletes that are doing bigger and better things. And yes, that it's no different. I probably can count on both my hands almost how many times I've called in sick to go to work. My parents bore that into my head too.
Right.
You have a job, you go do it.
Go do your job.
No matter what, you go do your job.
Right.
They have that same thing, except for they get the adrenaline of it too. And, you know,
well,
they
and
get
see,
the,
and
all
what,
of that.
And what the NFL has to, I'm sure some lawyering said, hey, excuse me, it's not this week, it's not next week, it's 10 years down the road where they're going to come back. And because we said, I mean, it's all the studies going on with head injury, with concussions, with the post-traumatic, you know, was it PST or whatever, or PTS? You know what I'm talking about. I mean,
PTSD.
Yes. That, you know, we knew this was a problem. We let him go back and play. Yes, it was people tuned in to see him. Is he going to make it or whatever? Now we're 10, 12 years down the road, and God forbid it's one of those scenarios where he takes his life or however it goes down. I mean, it's you've got to take the liability for this person.
And the structure of the NFL favors the owners. And the players union, as much as the players in the players union want to play football,
right?
The players union's job is to make sure that they're able to play football for many years and be able to be with their families after they're done.
Well, this person that signed off on it, was approved by the players union as well.
Yes.
This isn't somebody just paid by the owners. It was
approved
by the players union as well.
And that's the thing. And hopefully, maybe we can do that. Maybe hopefully we can say, okay, this guy made a mistake. I don't know if he made a mistake. Somebody pressured him into making a mistake. Whatever.
It's you ever seen the James Wood character in a movie called Every Given Sunday?
Yes. And everybody wanted to say that's a make-believe show. Now, did they over-dramatize some of it? Maybe. I don't think so. I don't think they over-dramatized.
Oh, it was Oliver Stone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's never over-dramatized.
Yeah, I don't think they over-dramatized the crudeness and the that side of football. I think maybe they over-dramatized some of the other, but you're right.
Right.
You have to be different to want to play football at that level.
Yeah.
And I it's going to change. It really is. And here's the reason it has to change is because you've gone from when we started watching football and there were 12 games and then it went to 15 games and now it's at 17 games. It's going to get to a point where it's 21 games because they're making too much money.
Right.
And your body's not built to play 21 games of NFL football.
And there's guys 25 pounds heavier running 4.4s that you're getting smacked like by a Suburban at 35 miles an hour. I mean, there are limitations to the human body, for Pete's sake.
I mean, Mike Dick has said that. He goes, I'm not even I'm not even qualified to play in the NFL. And I was close to being a Hall of Famer at when he played.
Right.
He goes, I couldn't have played. Dick Butkus said the same. Where would I play? I'd be a safety.
Well, and concussion protocol is so, because it is a hit reacts so different to, trust me, you getting hit compared to me getting hit isn't going to be the same reaction.
No.
You know, it isn't going to necessarily be the same long-term reaction.
No, me getting hit at 21 and me getting hit at 35 would have been
Right.
What I did at 21 and what I did at 35, I was still trying to do the same things, but it took more than a week for me to get back to where I was before I did whatever I was doing.
Because, I mean, you saw some of the hits that Cooper Kupp took last night. I mean, whenever he takes, but it's the way he takes the hit or however it is, but the simplest banging his head off, you know, debilitated Tua in the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
And he should not have been in. But then again, dude, I'm going to wear my Dolphin fandage on my – they said he could play. I can't feel guilty because I didn't push him on the field. But darn it, we're going to try to go for 4-0. Yeah. And he's doing the things. He's making the throws. You know, I wanted to see more success. I didn't want to see him carted off the field.
I didn't want to see him carted off the field as well. And it was scary. I mean, we were sitting there looking at it going, you know, this just isn't. It just isn't right.
Okay. Man. Now with this conversation, I've got it written down. You know, with that being said, I said he was done. I said he was done for the year.
Mm.
That was me obviously going off the deep end of seeing severity of his reaction to the hit.
I'd be hard pressed to see him
4 weeks. Mm. Everybody says 2 to 4. I think this is going to be so under the microscope. This is such a publicized thing.
I think
you know why I say 4 weeks?
Who they play in 4 weeks?
Jets, Vikes, Steelers, Lions. You can win three out of the four of those with Teddy Bridgewater. He's going to be just fine. He's got the weapons, all those different things. I mean, you could go longer than that because, I mean, this is there. It's Jets, Vikes, Steelers, Lions, Bears, Browns, Texans. So you can get him healthy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be 2 weeks. You can get him healthy. You can get him back and still make this with the weapons and stuff and still
He's going to have to pass some neurological tests that are pretty extensive. I don't know. I don't know.
But I got to believe by the time he comes back, he will be healthy and able to play in the game.
Yeah.
Are you scared? Yeah. I mean, you're looking off into the distance going, should he play?
Nah.
I've seen on social media, I've seen the tweets, I've seen people just say, dude needs to retire. You're early 20s, retire. If you're taking those hits and that's happening to you, you take these hits for 5 more years, you are not going to live quality life.
He's not a big guy.
No, he's not.
And I don't know. I don't want to take someone's livelihood away, but somebody has to. He has to have somebody in his ear that's telling him exactly what you just said. Dude, how many more of those hits do you think you're going to get? And you're going to get some more.
Right.
Because guess what? That's the thing that people are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to say, okay, we're not getting beat by Teddy Bridgewater, but Tua can beat us right now. So what do we need to do? Well, we're going to pressure him. We're going to give him everything that we got, and we're going to hit him at every time we got, and we're going to see what he can do. I don't know.
You got Teddy Bridgewater, but it's funny.
Teddy Bridgewater's not the least fragile thing in the world.
Their third stringer, Skylar Thompson, that you should see the grassroots uprising of put him in. Because he had massive, I forget the actual number off the top of my head, but massive quarterback ratings in the preseason, which it's the preseason. So.
that is true. I mean, it is something that when you see that. And if I'm Tua, I never want to see that picture. I never want to see any of that. But it would be in the back of my head, and that's not the way to play. Professional football.
Right. Now is he going to only be an 85% guy? Is he going to?
I'm going down.
Be
quick
to.
Hit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get rid of the ball. I'm going down. I'm taking a slide or whatever that he.
And it's not like he hasn't been hurt because he's been hurt before.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. I don't know. I have a hard time.
Speaking of little, Kenny Pickett. Is QB1 now?
Has to. The Steelers aren't going anywhere, and right. and Mitchell Trubisky's not the answer.
Well, the funny thing that I used to say funny, but the thing that I kind of cocked my head and went, oh, that this could possibly be the first losing season
that Mike Tomlin's ever had.
That Mike, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's got to be scratching his head right now. I mean, obviously.
Well, he knew he was rebuilding, but he thought he could rebuild easier. Now, it's not like
that. I honestly thought, and a lot of people did, that maybe it was the system. Trubisky wasn't that bad.
I think.
Maybe he's not the answer.
I think a lot of times, I think the Chicago Bears ruined Mitch Trubisky. I think they're ruining Justin Fields, and I think that matters.
Right.
And this is the thing. So someone sent me, this is what they sent me. Hey, he went 10 for 13 and he had two rushing touchdowns. I'm like, seriously, you just texted me that. Yes. He was 10 for 13. What was the other three? Oh, well, he threw three interceptions.
Right.
Yes. He threw 13 passes and three of them were interceptions. Yes. He's not the answer. Right. He's not. I mean, not. It doesn't mean that he can't.
He's not the answer in that system.
No, I because it's not. They don't have a lot of weapons, and that's a quarterback that they conveniently left out. Well, yeah. What was the other? Three incompletions?
About.
Stats, they weren't incompletions.
Stats can be presented many different ways, my friend.
They were caught by the other team. You're listening to Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Happy Tuesday from us. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Scott and I'll be back right after this break.
101.3 FM and 1700, the real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen.
Scott.
Welcome in. It is getting that time of night. Getting ready for rush hour. Be safe. These Tuesdays and Thursdays, last week on both Tuesday, Thursday, rough driving. Be careful out there, everybody.
I take a nice leisurely drive through the back roads.
You do,
Des Moines.
You do that all the time.
To get home.
You can check us out on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. This segment will be broadcasted. It'll be broadcasted from me to you.
In Technicolor.
All you needed is the ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines, a new branch in Ames, three locations in Omaha, many, many more across the state. Commitment that you can count on. They'll take care of your personal, a business, mortgage, wealth management, private banking. They'll take care of all your banking needs. You need to do two things. One, go in, open up an account, tell them Steen sent you. Tell them Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott sent you. Any of the above is good. And then see what they'll do for you. That's where the commitment comes in. And when you walk out, you're not going to worry about your banking because you know you're being taken care of. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. Okay. Where'd it go? Oh, here's one.
What's this for?
We're going to do. That was the top 10 teams in the NFL, and I wanted to see how you ranked them and see how I rank them and see
I think there's some shouldn't be in there.
I'm kind of with you, but I don't know who I'd put in there on some 49ers, of them.
Man. They're going Super Bowl.
Yeah. Everybody forgets those two losses. We're in the one win they barely pulled. Here's one for you. This was my childhood. My dad's favorite singer was George Jones, and my mom's favorite singer was Loretta Lynn.
And which we lost today at 90 years old.
90 years old. Coal Miner's Daughter.
Yep. Great tune.
I remember listening. I had no choice, but those two. And it's so funny that she kind of got to a point, Loretta Lynn did, where you know, she didn't do very many concerts and stuff like that. And George Jones just didn't. That's what, no show Jones.
Right.
I mean, he just didn't show up for things.
Right.
But when they did stuff together, when him and Tammy Wynette did stuff, I mean, it was just crazy. But, you know, that stuff, whenever I hear this stuff, because I don't see it all the time. And it's amazing how all that stuff from my childhood. I mean, I couldn't remember Charlie Kolar's name yesterday. It took me like,
I know, I was driving, I couldn't text.
30 seconds.
But Drew and I were giggling. We're like, Charlie Kolar, it's coming.
But I can remember songs and I could sing songs of joy. I mean, I was thinking about that today. I'm driving into work today and I'm singing Loretta Lynn and George Jones songs like mm-hmm. it was yesterday. And it just, we're getting to a point where we're losing people that take my parents further and further and further and further away from me. And it's
I know, dude.
It's sad. And it happens. And there, and the cool thing about country music, more than rock and roll nowadays, is country music always has somebody that goes back and goes, okay, man, we gotta do this. I mean, right. And it could be a whole bunch of people. And one of the ones that have done a ton of them is Hootie and the Blowfish. When Hootie and the Blowfish do old country songs, man, I love that.
Well, and it's you see our current, well, they're not even our current, but I mean, it's our generation icons, Garth Brooks, if you will, and stuff like that. I mean, the reverence and sheer respect that he had for Loretta Lynn and, that era, if you will, of it took you guys to get to that next shelf. Now I'm going to take it to this shelf. And then you've got a whole another generation of youngins doing their own thing.
The only other, the biggest thing that I remember with my parents is, even though I don't think I was old enough to drive. So I think I was probably 14 or 15. And the Highwaymen were playing down at, it wasn't Arrowhead at that time. It was something else. But it was the football stadium down there.
Right.
And it's Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson.
Yes.
And my mom and dad just said, listen, who knows if these guys are even going to survive tonight.
Right.
You've got to go down.
Yeah.
And when on the way home, they're like, and just by the way, when your grandma asks you what you saw down here, you have to keep your mouth shut. Because I saw things that I look back on it now and go, well, maybe that happened in the 60s and 70s. But I don't know. But that it was a crazy time. But it was four dudes that, I mean, they had stuff in common, but not really. But they just liked to sing and party and
yeah, I think they had some pretty cool camaraderie between the four of them.
But I am such, and my kids are like, when you talk about country music and you do all that, why don't you listen to it now? And I'm like, because that's all I did my whole childhood.
You got to branch out from
until they let me buy my first turntable, and then. Yeah, they wanted to kick me out of the
house. The magic between Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty,
yes. That was phenomenal.
My mom loved Conway Twitty.
Oh yeah, everybody did.
Yes, I agree.
I have on my phone a picture of Conway Twitty in his prime, like in the late 60s. He's got that
orange, pompadour
hair with the mock neck or whatever. Yeah. And the caption is, if your dad had hair like this, you have siblings you haven't met.
Yeah, siblings you haven't met. And you have pants that are all kinds of different colors of yellow and brown.
That was class. That was good stuff. That was good stuff.
Albert Pujols did something the other night. He he's over 700 home runs now, but here are the all-time RBI leaders in Major League Baseball. Hank Aaron, mm-hmm. Albert Pujols, mm-hmm. and Babe Ruth. That's pretty good company.
That's very good company.
Really, really, really good company. I think that's pretty cool. I am not the – I love watching LeBron James play basketball. I'm not the biggest LeBron James fan. And there are times it's just, I think sometimes he says stuff and thinks that no one's going to pay attention and it's not going to make anybody angry. And if it does, I'm just going to ignore it anyway, because I'm LeBron James and I get that. But they were asking him, because he has a chance this year. If he has a typical season of him, he's going to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you talk to other people,
same
about
amount of seasons, right? I mean, same amount of games per season and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
him breaking his record, they're
both playing into, I mean, Kareem did the same thing. He played at this age too, just totally different players.
Right.
When you're looking at breaking some of these records, all these other players, a reverence to the people that they do that.
Sure.
And he's, and LeBron James is a Laker, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a great Laker. And he goes, man, do you ever think about Kareem? Have you ever had any conversations? Nope, and I don't want to. And I'm like, dude, did you really just say that?
Right.
He's one of the top, he's top five for sure, players of all time. I say he's the greatest basketball player of all time because they did things in high school and college that they never did before. They outlawed stuff because he was too good.
Right.
You couldn't dunk.
Well, and I think that's one of those, I guarantee you, the way he is now, I don't want to talk to him. Because he's heard the conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if I was in my prime, I'd wipe these kids up and down the floor.
Right.
You know, I mean, because that's the way, yeah, even when you heard, okay, if the 86 Bulls took on the Golden State Warriors, this, and what Jordan said, it'd be close, but I don't know, probably be 1 or 2 points. You think he'd be like, well, yeah, we're in our 60s now. I mean, it was that type of
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
But I'm sure there's...
And my kids right now, if they're listening, are hating me because he just don't like LeBron James. I'm like, listen, it has nothing to do with okay. LeBron James.
Whose impersonation voice was that?
Mine.
Sounds like Andrew. It yeah. really sounded like Andrew.
Yes.
Okay.
See, and then Andrew, he gets me all the time because before he says that, he says something nice. And then rips me with something.
See, that's where he's so good at work.
Yes.
You start with a compliment, you rip them, and then you end with a compliment,
and
walk away.
And you walk away.
And you look confused.
And when he walks out, because he was over last night at Nana's. And
hi, Nana. DJ.
Hey, DJ. He brings Nana her birthday stuff. And, oh, he's such a great kid. He is a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he can be a jerk, too.
Yeah.
Love him to death. But he has that same kind of, he has that, I think it could be, he has that LeBron thing. I mean, he can gig you when you want to gig it, but it's not like, it's not like a big gig. But it's just like, yeah, I'm not talking about Kareem. Who cares? You're a Laker, dude.
Right.
Come on. I don't know. It's not that big a deal. We got about 30 seconds left, and we'll kind of carry this over, too. I saw pictures of Tom Brady today talking at a press conference. You can definitely tell the dude's going through a divorce. He didn't look good.
Yeah.
He looks horrible. I'm trying to think what she looks like because I don't think she worries as much as
you know
what?
I love the fact Antonio Brown, though, was so concerned because he put a picture of him and Tom's wife.
Yeah. Hugging after the Super Bowl.
Smiling and hugging after the Super Bowl. That's good stuff, Antonio.
Yeah.
Stay classy, Antonio. Stay classy.
He's not coming to Tampa Bay.
All right. I want to talk to you about the playoffs and the Yankees, too. So.
All right. We got plenty to talk about. Zach Steinblatt coming up at 5:21 to talk NFL. We'll jump back into that. So Scott's leading the conversation when we come back from this break. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.